Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, my brothers and sisters. I am Evangelist Todd T.C. Nelson, and Jesus and I are your hosts here on the Real Rap Talk Show. And we are coming live here on blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom. And this is our 1,634th episode. Can you dig it? Amen. Authority. The right and power to command and be obeyed. No one has no authority like Jesus Christ, not even the government. Sitting in heaven, Jesus seeing all that Lucifer was doing to mankind, Jesus knew the blood of a bull or goat would never cleanse anyone from sin. After his death and rising with all authority and power in his hands, and knowing his spirit has changed and stopped Lucifer's full plan. But what if Jesus wanted to have a second conversation with Lucifer? It may sound something like this. Hold on. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father God, we come in spirit and truth first to worship you and to praise you, come giving you glory and always come giving you thanks, Father God. Thanks for the day and all that's transpired and getting us to this point, Father God. I come now, Father God, asking to denounce me, Father God, light and pour your spirit in, Father God, so that what you have given unto us, Father God, we will give unto our family, Father God, so that your wisdom and your message and your knowledge will be given, Father God, and breaking Lucifer chains. In Jesus' name, Father God, we claim the victory over Lucifer, all that has fallen with him, and all that is influenced by him. And in our Lord and Savior's name, we say yes unto you, Father God, and amen, amen, amen. And action in hell. Wow. Big Head really expects me to get all these spirits together. Like, that's going to be easy. Hey, liar. I need you to come here for a minute. Wait a minute. Never mind. No one's going to believe you anyway. And the funny thing about it is, you're going to be telling the truth. What? Oh, that's cold, Wicked. That's how you feel? Down the block, up the street, around the corner. Remember that? Yeah. And you almost believed it. Look, Big Head wants me to get all these spirits together. He has something. He has some kind of plan. Did this. He wrote it in pencil. What? Wow. He doesn't be playing. He doesn't plan to rule for long, does he? That's what I said. And he's gonna get all mad at me. Hold on. Hey, fair. Never mind. Yeah. All he going to do is just run from us. Hold on. Hey, Envy, come here. Come here for a minute, man. I need to holler at you. What's up? What's so funny, Fear? Liar. Never mind him. I need your help. I need you to help me get all these spirits together. Big Head has something he wants to say to them. No problem. That's easy. Hey, listen up. Lucifer needs us to come together. Wicked said he has something he wants to say. Wow. Why not think of that? Oh, don't get mad at me because you're not thinking, right? I got your back. Hey, look at him. Look at him with that big smile on his face. Look like he did something just to shine it. Where does he work this time? He's always calling us to do something. I got to do. Hey, yo, Big Head. I mean, Lucifer, they're all here. Quiet! My dum-dum wants to speak. Oh, yeah, you're right. I got it now. You're not going to look at him like he's crazy. Okay, that's what it is. You got something wrong with me.
No. He's just...
Shit.
What?
Hey, I knew. that's not right. I knew you thought that was funny.
Yeah. Listen up. Give me your full attention, for I have a plan that will conquest civilization. God, calm down, fool.
Look at him. He's getting ready to take off already.
Listen. God is the one who gave structure and order to society. My plan will destroy God's order for humanity and replace it with this plan.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, that boy's smart. Yeah, I like him. Yeah, he's so smart. He write his plans down in pencil. Shut up with it. You too, liar. Listen, we will use a 4-stage plan of attack on mankind. It will begin with deception that will lead to division, then that will lead to diversion, and end with discouragement. Deception will create doubt and confusion with the humans when it comes to the truth as revealed by God. We will turn things inside out, upside down, until humans start to perceive our lies as truth. Once we get the humans by buying into our lies and have divided them into a mess of broken pieces, the next step is diversion, getting humans to divert themselves away from God's pathway. This will make them lose their focus and sense of purpose and direction, whereby they will believe they can act independently from God. We will trap them with the world of business, whereby they will be so absorbed with all the tasks at hand, jobs, kids, and so on. This will divert them from God and cause them to lose their sense of identity. When this happens, humans will no longer know who they truly are, a reflection of the divine image of God. Then discouragement will set in, and then, and only then, they will be honest. I told you that boy good. For I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mountain of the congregation in the side of the north. I will ascend above the highest of the clouds, and will be like the Most High. You really think that's still going to happen? Whoa, I'm out of here, man. Yo, what's where you money, man? Why? Because I don't want to run over you. I'm out of here. Whoa. They're just going to leave me and run this way. Dad, leave me here by myself? Envy, liar, doubt, fear. Never mind. You're the first one to take off running. Wicked. You too? It's going to leave me standing here. I get back with you. Jesus. Now, what's the reason for this video? You have already freed them from Sodom, Gomorrah, Admah, Zeboni, and Zoar, you know, they like to call it that, and from Noah's people and those who walked the 40 years with Moses. There's no other spirits. You have freed them. And as you can see, I'm still chained and can't do a thing. Oh, yeah? What do you call what you were just doing? Send them out there to do your will? You know, since Adam and Eve, for them and just like them and all of them, have no idea of what they're dealing with. Yes, the most cunning beast. Yes, you are. And since then, you have learned to use their desires against them. Oh, you can stand up. Just like Sodom and Gomorrah, through the work of your falling, you have influenced mankind to become murderers, rapists, and so much more. You have influenced them to kill over arguments, money, men and women, cars, over all kinds of things that have no value to them, that can't get them into heaven, for that path is narrow. Since Babylon has fallen, your tools of racism has ripped them apart
one race thinking they're superior than the other, killing one another over skin color when God made them all. And with your demons of lust, you have them thinking God made a mistake and made them wrong, walking in the ways of Sodom and Gomorrah, sleeping with the saints. For God said, thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is an abomination. He also said, neither shalt thou lie with any beast to defile thyself therewith, neither shall they any woman stand before a beast and lie down with it. That there too is an confusion. What does all that mean? If a man also lies with a mankind as he lies with woman, both of them have committed an adultery. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. Understand now? Oh, that's what that means. You have made the word of God no more have you have made the word of God have no meaning to them, misusing his words to do their own will. Yes. Through the centuries you have through the centuries they have learned to do evil. Every time period has its own recording of their deeds, for they have made radio stations, TV shows, movies that reflects their own deeds. They like to call it action. I mean, they do get out action when they start their movies, plays, and all their shows. And they call it entertainment. And they don't see that's how they treat one another. And then there's those who are supposed to be working for him, doing his will, but they treat his house like it's their house. Now, didn't he say something about don't treat my house as your house? They're so fast to chase someone out if they don't fit in their plans in God's house. And at times, they think it's us, but we're just sitting back and singing their pride, working on them. Our door, their pride is our doorway. Hey, they play with God with no fear of his wrath. Some use the altar for their own desires. Some even think they're you, Jesus. I love it. I love it. The power of deception that makes they make God look weak. And then there's those who there's those false prophets. You know, they can be found in the congregation as well as in the pulpit. They love using deception, for I sent them to infiltrate and to deceive. They tell people what they want to hear and not what they need to hear. This opens doors for the fallen to go to work. For those are the self-seeking men and women in this time period who give the impression of being a Christian, you know, in sheep clothing. Oh, that's right. You did call them wolves in sheep clothing. Their goal is to attack the weak and the young in spirit. And those are the things that proceed from their hearts. And then there's the ones who do stand for God, the ones that know my voice, the real doers of God. You have diverted them from the path of God and divided them from his word. And when they become discouraged, here you come, and that deception you love so much have them confused about the truth. But that's what free will is, to follow the influence of what you believe to guide you, the right to do what they want, for they have no real understanding of sin and how it comes upon them. All they see is what they want. Your deception has them thinking they are the key to getting it and not turning to God. You have turned things upside down and inside out. You have made the things of this world more desirable than God. Money, power, and all these things they believe they need more than God. For the desire of God brings good things. The desire of the world brings evil to them. For God said, seek first my kingdom and my righteousness, and all other things will be added on to you. Okay, okay, okay. Here we go with this. This ain't going to be another one of them 40 days and 40 night things, is it? I hope not. For as for me and mine, we will do all we can to keep mankind from salvation, stopping them from knowing the real you. Yes, Lucifer. I know you will never change from your path. And for those who call on me, I will pull them out of your trap. I will cover them with my blood. And all that know my voice will be at my Father's table, for their names will be written in the book of life. Hold on. I hear one of my people calling me now for salvation, freedom from your trap. Wait, I'll be right back. Hallelujah. We're going to take a little break right now. As we all know, we're not blind to the fact of Lucifer and his wills and what Lucifer's trying to do to us. Right now, this play is trying to give you an insight on Lucifer's plans and how he works against us and diverts us from God. Right now, if you know God has opened doors of division into his works in your life, and you know that you need help to get rid of Lucifer, and you know you need Jesus to help you stand strong in this war, right now I want you to say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart, for I ask you to be my Savior. Save me from this wicked world. Save me from my wicked self. Save me from Lucifer. For only you can do this, and I confess that you are my Savior. Now, if you've done it, we strongly suggest that you find a Bible-based study church and get in the church. Make Sunday school your habit of going. In Jesus' name. Right now, I want to ask Brother Rob to come on with the announcements. Hello?
Oh, praise God. Praise God. Thank you so much for tonight's show, Evangelist Todd. I really appreciate it and really enjoy it, and hope we're going to hear a third part. So real quick, I'm going to go ahead and talk to you now. This is the Purpose Kingdom Network. I'd like to thank each and every one of you for joining us for tonight's show. No matter where in the world you are, no matter if you're listening online or you're calling or you're listening via phone, we really appreciate your support and your listenership here at Purpose Kingdom Network. We thank those that share with their friends and family members to let everyone know that Purpose Kingdom Network is broadcasting tonight. Anytime we do a live broadcast, we're broadcasting live on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. Anytime we do a live show, you can call in to the phone number 319-527-6091. And at any time you want to talk to the host, you can press the number 1 and we'll get you in. And anytime you want to hear or you want to listen to any of our past broadcasts, you can also go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. You can simply type in the host name or the show name, and you can hear that show in its entirety and at your convenience. And we greatly appreciate those that choose to do so and share with your friends and family members. We also have a radio network, pknradio.com, where you can hear 24 hours of musical content. And from time to time, we do a rebroadcast of some of our shows. Also, if you want to correspond with us via email, you can correspond with us here at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com. We can see your comments, questions, concerns. You can simply say hello or send a prayer request. We greatly honor that. Also, we're on LinkedIn and iTunes, and we're on Google Plus. With God's will and God's blessing, we hope you join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour for One Touch Transformations, and that's going to be hosted by Minister Arthenius Jackson. And once again, we hope you join us tomorrow evening with God's will and God's blessing at the 9 p.m. hour, and it's going to be One Touch Transformations, and the show is going to be hosted by Minister Arthenius Jackson. And with that being said, we hope you all join us tomorrow evening, and that's going to be the end of the announcements. And Evangelist Todd, I want turn the show back over into your hands.
Amen. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Get in, go check those, come back and tune back in tomorrow. Hey, you're back. That was fast. The one who always tells the truth. Yes, something you know nothing about. Look, Lucifer, I'm not going to go on holding this conversation for too long. The time is coming when you will face the punishment of your deeds. Well, since neither one of us knows when that time will be, I will say is, all I will say to you, Jesus, is until then. And when that time comes, Michael will destroy you, and I will bring down your world. Until then, Lucifer, until then. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father God, I come in spirit and truth, Father God, first just to worship you and to praise and always giving you glory and come giving you thanks, Father God. I come now, Father God, just saying, I know this was a play, it was longer to write it than acting, but I pray, Father God, that your message will be received about Lucifer's plan of deception, diversion, division, and discouragement, Father God. But these four plans is working really powerfully into our world, Father God, as we see it today, Father God. We pray now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, for those who listen and will hear this show again, Father God, that those four plans will become visible to them, Father God, that they will be able to rebuke Lucifer, but brother, armor God up and stand strong and teach others to do the same thing, Father God. For we know your will always play forth on this earth, and Lucifer always a defeated foe. And for that, we say thank you, Father God. Once again, Father God, we just come against Lucifer and praying that we defeat Lucifer, claiming that victory over Lucifer, all that has fallen with him and all that is influenced by him. And Father God, in our Lord and our Savior and our Master's name, Father God, we say yes unto you. And amen, amen, and amen. Y'all be blessed. Amen.
Jesus led.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never want to see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me.